Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. I don't know if everybody's seen this, but it is high noon in the District of Columbia. B's having his lunch. I'm going to have mine in a moment. But the Diet Cokes all have like a phrase on them now?
A phrase or a name?
What's up, partner? Partner? high noon in the District of Columbia. Last week, I think it was last week, Jeff did a really good job of pronouncing to the world the athletes he hates. There were a lot of wrestlers on there. He's very mad at a couple of people I couldn't remember. Jerry Seinfeld, Benetton or something. What was that guy's
John
name?
John Bradshaw Layfield.
Yeah, that dude. Eddie Guerrero? Was that another
one? He steal.
Yeah. Yes. I mean,
the he fact was serious that, about it, too.
The fact that his song is, "Yo, I lie, I cheat, I steal," is kind of badass. I talked at length about some Duke basketball players I have not liked over the years, but today is Landfill's day. Today is James Andrew Mullins, the 10th.
Yeah, we got to find out who
Professor
he
Landini,
like.
Who do you hate, hey, sir?
We need to find out who he loves because he don't like nobody.
This is a good point. I think he loves Jaden Daniels. The love list might be short. Art Monk.
Yeah, I have two guys on the players I love. It's Jaden Daniels and Derek Jeter. That's it.
Pretty good list.
That's the best list.
A 2 and a 5.
All right, most hated players. I got 9 here. Nine. Most
is
hated
in
players.
Order? Like, give me descending order, preferably. Like, start at 9, go to 1.
Chipper Jones, number 9.
Kind of hateable.
Yeah, he was a tool.
You know his real name's Larry?
Larry Jones.
Larry Jones, about the most nondescript name
ever. How did you get Chipper?
I guess he's an upbeat fella. I don't know. Maybe he chipped his tooth as a kid. White Brian, look that up for us. Why do they call him Chipper?
Number 8, Bryce Harper.
Wow. Why?
I had him 8. I mean, he's a total tool. Then he went to the Phillies. My favorite thing about him going to the Phillies is it was hugely important that he signed the biggest contract in baseball history. And then, like a day later, somebody signed a bigger one.
Didn't Trout just get an extension or something?
Yeah, somebody got one that was massively bigger than his. That was great. Bryce Harper's 8 and not higher because he did play for the Nats and he was good while he was here, but he's still a tool.
Yeah,
I don't like
him. The Bryce is complicated because I did interview him, like speak to him a few times, not a lot, but he was always like polite and cool in person. But dude, all the stuff with that dude, like how he would toss his helmet off when he was rounded second. Like, it didn't naturally pop off, dude. You popped it off to, like, show off your hair. Remember that video his brother posted him of him, like, double hair drying for his look, and then his brother posted it, and he was all pissed about it?
Mm-hmm.
I don't hate that inclusion, Professor.
All right.
Number 7, Tim Biakabatuka.
Interesting.
Why?
Because every time he played the Redskins, he was run for 200 yards and a bunch of touchdowns. I hated the guy.
Bro, I gotta confess. when he was with the Panthers, right?
Yeah.
He did kind of torch them.
He just gash them every freaking game.
I'm writing this down because ideally White Brian can make us a graphic that we can share about Lanfield's most hated players. But I got to be honest. Let's try to spell Biaka Batuka. We can do it together.
B-I-A.
B-I-A. I got that far.
K-U-T.
K-U-T. Biaka Batuka. U-K-A?
Yeah, something like that.
B-I-A-K-U-T-U-K-A. Did we get that, Lanfield?
No. It's B-I-A-K-A-B-U-T-U-K-A.
B-I-A-K-A-T-U...
I would have called him TB anyway.
T-A-K-U?
Sure, something like that.
I've now written it down three times, and I'm not sure if any of them are correct. Biaka... He did torch the Skins, dude.
Mm-hmm. Just crushing them.
Hold on. Now, if you want to chime in with your most hated players, call in 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. Or if you disagree with Lanfield's, you can also do that. The only controversial one I would say thus far is Harper. I think there are still Harper stands in this city. Number six,
Professor. Number six, I'm going to go with J.D. Drew.
He was so hyped up and then kind of sucked, right?
Yeah, and he was just like an aloof moron everywhere he went.
Was that
a dumb face?
You start in Philly? Was that his brother? I think J.D. Drew was with the Cardinals for a stretch.
He was with the Cardinals. He was with the Red Sox. He was with the Braves. He played a lot of places. And I hate his face.
Kind of a dumb-looking face.
Yeah. Dumb face.
Yeah. Cardinals, Dodgers, Red Sox. All right. Bleep you, J.D. Drew.
Number five, I got Trot Nixon. Stupid name.
I remember him.
He was the Red Sox. I believe he was their right fielder. Stupid name.
Trot was, I mean, very baseball-y.
Mm-hmm.
You're also revealing your extreme seamheadness. You are a baseball nerd, but you do a good job of keeping it private.
Number four, Cole Hamels.
He was good.
He was also another total tool.
Okay. Pitcher for the Phillies is how I best remember him.
Mm-hmm.
All right, to recap so far, Chipper Jones, Bryce Harper, Tim Biaka Batuka, J.D. Drew, Trot Nixon, Cole Hamels. Five of your six people so far, all baseball players.
That's right.
All right.
I got a football player here.
B-I-A-K-A-B-U-T-U-K-A.
If you want, the phone lines are filling up fast. If you want to call in and tell us who you hate, 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067. All right, Lanfield's top three.
Number three.
Yeah.
Chris Sims.
Really?
Why? Yeah.
He beat the Redskins.
One time?
They beat him in the playoff.
Yeah, and he was annoying as hell, too. Like, he's not good at quarterback, and it was one of the most frustrating things imaginable when your team can't beat a guy who sucks. So it really pissed me off, and I hate him.
I like Sims. You know, by that category, isn't DeVito 2-0 against them? Or what was the Cowboys' backup? Cooper Rush?
Right. Cooper Rush.
I think he's 2-0 against them.
Isn't he Lamar's backup now, Cooper Rush?
Yes, I think that's right. He went somewhere.
Yeah.
He went somewhere. Is that helpful? I'm looking it up. Number three, Chris Sims. I know Chris and like Chris a lot, so I can't get there with you on that one.
I think B-Mitch knows number two.
Who was that?
Tiki Barber.
Yeah, look, he's my friend, but if you don't like him, tell me why. I'm not gonna defend him.
He was another guy who just
defend his friends. I don't defend my friends.
Dominated the Redskins every time they played. It was obnoxious as hell.
Dominated the Skins.
Yeah,
like all those fumbling.
His brother cool as hell though.
Yeah, Rondae's cool. All those fumbling problems he had, not against Washington.
It was for like 7 years, too. Just every time they played, Tiki Barber was just crushing our dreams.
Dude, Cooper Rush has started 5 games against the Skins. Is this right? Yeah. I guess they just have him listed as the Skins, which
is
kind of odd to see. In 5 starts, Cooper
4-1.
4-1. Cooper Rush has completed 66% of his passes for 5 touchdowns with no picks. Cooper Rush just torches him. He has 570 passing yards. I mean.
He has some running, too, didn't he?
He, it's not listed, but I'm sure he did. Cooper Rush against the Skins as a runner. Not much. All right, Landfill, without further ado, dude,
Number one.
Do you want to give your number one, or do you want to take a couple calls and then come back to your number one?
I'll go with the number one here.
Okay, let's do it.
I think I might not be the only person who works on this show with this guy as number one. Aaron Rodgers.
I'm with you right there, Landy.
I wish he would have just stayed in the darkness.
He's annoying.
He's obnoxious as hell. At least when he was playing at an MVP level, he's annoying as hell, but he's really good, and you just kind of got to kind of watch that. He sucks now, and he just won't shut up.
Well, I also think, when he was playing at an MVP level, he didn't talk all the time.
Yeah, because he was busy, you know, being good at football.
I don't blame it. I think a lot of it was McAfee. And McAfee gets this extreme popularity. Rodgers is on there once a week. Then you add COVID, all of it.
No, don't give him no excuse. It's Aaron Rodgers.
Okay. Some reaction live on Twitter. My man Ernol44 says we should try to find Pat Summerall saying Biaka Batuka back in the day. Carl Grevy says, how about Roberto Alomar? I know people hated Alomar because he spit in that ump's face. I always liked Alomar. One of the greatest catches I've ever seen was when Roberto Alomar was second baseman for the Blue Jays in the World Series, and he made a diving, jumping stab of a line drive. It's one of the best catches I've ever seen.
Yeah, but he spit in somebody's face. That person had the right to do whatever they wanted to him.
I mean, they threw him out the game.
Threw him out the game. He would have been carried out the game. They should have took a bat and beat the hell out of him.
It's a loathsome act, but I don't like Sean Taylor spit in a dude's face. Like,
and I didn't like it neither.
Yeah.
I didn't like that. I'm not going to defend him because he's my friend or somebody I like. Spit in somebody's face, you get what the hell you get.
Fair. All right. Big G is on the line. The phone lines are fulled up. Big G, who do you hate?
Pulled up.
I pulled up to the house.
Hello.
What's up,
Big G? What's happening?
The most players I hate is Charles Barkley because he cried a lot on the basketball court. Drew Pearson because he played for the Cowboys. And Troy Aikman because he played for the Cowboys.
All right, gotcha.
Hey, look, check this out, y'all. I was that gentleman last week that made that oopsie on the radio.
Yeah.
I want to apologize to you and B-Miss for that, man. That was unacceptable, man.
I want to
apologize to the fans too. You know what I'm saying? I'm honest and straight up dude. But man, the Bama caught me wrong, man.
All right, that got you, man. You're cool, right, bro.
Hey, B-Miss,
you're all good.
B-Miss, and for the record, just to make sure that I'm telling you some true, Bill, you can holler at your boy. Riley McKenzie, a good friend of mine, man.
All right.
I'm the same dude that worked at the golf course, man. Holler at your boy.
All right, brother. Yo, got you, man.
Does that mean you're setting us up a free golf? Let's make it happen, Big G.
I don't work there no more.
Oh, all right. Thanks, buddy.
All right.
Take care.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max 1 offer per account.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
I appreciate how concerned Big G was about letting one slip. It is all good, dude.
Yeah.
Kenneth is in Annandale. What up, Kenny?
Hey, thanks for taking my call, fellas. And I really appreciated it when you guys did this segment before. I think it was about a month ago. And I got to stick with my same top three. Active players, definitely Travis Kelce. He insists upon himself. And when he bumped into Andy Reid in a tissy fit in that Super Bowl against San Fran last year, that just did it for me with him. And then two non-players that I just think infect the sports world every time they open their mouths are Stephen A. Smith and Skip Bayless. And I just wanted to get y'all's take on that. And as always, thank you guys for being you, man. That's all I got.
Appreciate you,
thank
brother.
You, dude. I am not surprised Kelce makes the list.
Oh, no, he probably should.
He's always kind of been an antagonist. And I think now his star is just so crazy big just because it's adjacent to Taylor Swift. I get it. I think a lot of people are kind of out on Kelce. And I think that's a big part of one of the weirdest things in the Super Bowl this year with the Eagles and the Chiefs was people are like rooting for the Eagles because they hated the Chiefs so much, which I just found mind-boggling.
Yeah, that's mind-boggling.
To me, that was mostly Kelce driven. The people that hate Mahomes, I cannot understand that. What is there to hate about Mahomes?
The person he decided to live his life with.
Just that his wife's kind of a pain?
Yeah.
I think I hate the brother more than I hate the wife.
Well, when they come together.
Yeah, that's a big old package deal of, you remember Bill Clinton's brother? I don't remember his name. But he was kind of just like a country drunk, I think. And like when that got out in the campaign, people were like, oh, don't look at his brother. Just focus on the person. I think that's what the Mahomes family needs to hire James Carville or something to write that ship. Julius is in Waldorf. What's up, Jay?
What's up, Julius? Who you hate?
What's going on, y'all?
Man,
let's see. Most hated sports, well, player, whatever. NFL, Dez Bryant. He got on my last nerve. Every time he catch a touchdown doing that, whatever, X, whatever. I'm like, dude, go somewhere. Sit down. You're not him. You're not that good. Another person, Albert Haynesworth. He was the most just – I'm like, how are you so worthless but worth $92 million?
Just
– never understood.
Lazy. Worthless and like, lazy.
And lazy. And then if I'm going to go NASCAR, I'm going to say Matt Kenseth because he dumped Jeff Gordon so many times. Every time I went to a race, he always dumped him, so I stopped going. And Brad Keselowski because he always cried so much. And he dumped Jeff Gordon, too. I didn't like that.
Well, Jeff Gordon is your favorite NASCAR guy.
Call me Jeff Gordon.
All day. Yeah. All day. That's what I grew up watching, 24, all day.
Got you.
And then the last one, Formula One, Fernando Alonso. All because Lewis Hamilton came into Formula One and outperformed him from day one all the way to right now. And he still hates him. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, dude, why are you hating on greatness? He's the greatest ever. So, but yeah, that's my list.
Appreciate you, Julius.
All right, man.
You know what I've been enjoying when we've been doing these segments is the variety of dudes people hate.
The NASCAR hate is real.
NASCAR is real. That might have been our first F1 one.
F1 is real.
Well, a lot of people
my son and my daughter-in-law, they watch.
Do they?
Formula One. And
so Willie's watching it like early Saturday
we'll
mornings
tell
or whatever?
You every person name, who they've been with, who he used to race for. I was sitting there where I say, look, I told my little granddad, I said, let's go take a walk, boo. Your mom and your daddy geeking out right now. Let's go.
My boy John Sadler watches it with his daughter. Like, and she's, if I had to guess, she's 10, 9, and she loves it. Like, the whole family watches it Saturday mornings. It's crazy. I watched, I think a big part of F1's success is that the Netflix show, The Drive to Survive, because it, like, humanizes the people. I can't get that into it, but I like it, and I certainly support others liking it. Lighten Up Francis on Twitter says, I loathed Ricky Waters as a kid. He would shred the skins.
Oh, yeah.
Our guy Tay Wilson says, most hated Emmett, Aikman, Moose, Irving, Bobby Taylor, Carl Malone, Shady McCoy, Terrell Owens, Sidney Crosby, Bill Romanowski.
Tay basically telling you he hates the NFC East.
That is a strong
other
list.
Than the Commander fans.
And the mailman catches some heat on there. Let's go out west. Let's go to Kenny in Warrington. Kenny, who do you hate?
It's not going to be the most popular, most hated player, but when I was growing up, I hated Michael Jordan, Bill Laimbeer, current NBA player, because I'm big in NBA, LeBron James. It's just Michael Jordan was always on TV, and just as a Celtics fan, just got tired of hearing about him.
Okay, I get it. You were a Celtics fan. That's
yeah,
right. I
think
yeah. They changed the rules for him. He didn't win in the 80s. There was a reason he didn't win in the 80s.
Because your boy Laimbeer was pounding on him. And
yeah.
He didn't have a team built around him.
I'm a Celtics fan. So he didn't win the title in the 80s because he didn't have a great team. They changed the rules after a while because it's dirty play. I just got tired of the commercials and stuff. I just saw Magic and Bird were the
What rule did they change
yeah,
that you're talking about?
Hand check. You can't get in Michael Jordan's personal space.
Man, Michael Jordan got beat the hell up. What are you talking about? He got beat the hell up going to the hole.
He did.
The hand check rule came in with like Iverson when they like really shut that down.
The rules changed though for him. Because Pistons made a change. I mean, they were too brutal.
Kenny, I'm not mad at you. You're a bona fide hater, sir, and you're allowed to. Yeah. That's what this segment's about. But
and, the other thing is me and Jeff are talking to A-Rod.
He's a loser.
He's a cheater. It's a big baby.
He's definitely a big baby. Thank you for the call, man.
He knocked the ball out of
that was such a
limp in the American League
That was such a chicken bleep attempt to just slap the ball out. He looked like... There's so many words I want to use that I'm not going to, but it was so lame.
Every spring training, he had a different blonde driving him around. Well, he just,
I'm not
he was big into that. And,
All right, Kenny, we got to – thank you, buddy.
But I just
– thank you, Kenny.
Can't hate on that one.
That was a good call. I hated A-Rod. Hating on MJ, not for me. Not for me.
He said it wouldn't be popular.
Yeah, that's fine. Bill Laimbeer, I get. If you want to hate Bill Laimbeer, that guy is just a total POS. Some good ones in the chat. Scotty G, and I think a lot of people probably feel this way, said Shador is already annoying.
Why?
Scotty G, but it's weird. I am really, really curious how everything goes with Shador and Dion on the next level. Tay W says Curt Schilling and Roger Clemens.
Yeah.
I didn't hate Schilling as a player. I thought it got way overhyped how he had like the bloody sock.
Yeah, the bloody sock thing looked a little weird.
He has become quite a political cartoon character, I would say, in his post-playing days. Clemens was that dude that wanted to bully you. Remember he like threw the bat at Mike Piazza? But that's just, I think he's just a locked in ball player trying to intimidate the batter. Like, I'm not mad at that.
Yeah. He's cooled up.
You know, I hate that little flea that jumped on Tom Wilson's back, Panarin.
Yeah.
I hope everybody at WFAN hears me say that.
I don't like him either.
I know Landfill is busy because I just realized we are very late. And listen, if you're on hold, stay there. Who do you hate the most? We're taking these calls. 800-636-1067.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.